This show is part of the RetroZap.com podcast network.
It is fall. Competition is in the air. The games have started. And this is the Deuce Cast Movie Show bringing you another edition of the Best Movie Year Ever Tournament. That's right. We're counting down. We're actually matching up the best movies years and not the best movies of the year, but we're taking years and putting them together, matching them up, figuring out which one's better, and they go on in the tournament. We've got a bracket on thedeucecast.com. We're going to talk about four, maybe five of the matches tonight, depending on time. But this is the Best Movie Year Ever Tournament continuing on. My name is Dave, and I'm your host with my co-host, Mikey. Hi, Mikey.
What's up, Dave?
And over here, Brackety Eyes. Hi, Pinky.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Producer Sean over here. High five from Sean. Sitting enjoying a Mountain Dew Code Red after all his hard work. First one to hear, last one to leave. Thank you for all your work. High five, thumbs up, and all that. Producer Tommy over here, waving, as he always does. And on the line, one of our favorite guests, and as a matter of fact, our favorite clay shaver ever. I think, I speak for myself and Mikey. I don't know about Pinky, but clay shaver on the line with us. Hi, Clay. How are you?
Wow. Well, I'm honored for one, but man, I love me some tournament. I'm excited.
Yeah, and then the bracket, of course, I'll go through real quick just to kind of what we've seen so far in our bracket. Of course, we'll be talking about some of the things tonight. One of our matches, 86, we'll start off with 86 taking on 85. 86 knocked out 2004 in the opening round. We'll be talking about, 2000 versus 84. 2000 beat 2011 in the opening round as well. And we're also going to get to 1997. Taking on 2001, and we'll also look at 2005, taking on 1975. One match or two matches out of the Techno Retro Dads Regional, one or two matches out of the Remodeling Clay Regional, and we'll see which one advances. But let's kick it off with 1986 versus 1985, and I will tell you, this is a solid, solid year going on here.
Now, did we want to talk about the poll?
Yeah. Let's address the poll. Last go around, we had some not really controversy, but we had a stalemate. We had four people in here. Of course, Dr. Earl was with us at that time. And 1995 versus 1982 was going head to head, and it was a strong argument. Both movie years were great. Mm-hmm. I think everybody will agree that both movie years were great. But Mikey and Dr. Earl, 1982 for them, for Pinky and I, 1995. Was bigger. We put it up to the Facebook and or to the Twitter listeners, to our listeners of the show, and they voted 1982 to advance and knock out 1995 by a 65% vote.
Oh yeah.
As expected. I mean, I can't help it that you're all wrong, but I respect the decision because 1982. It wasn't like 95. You know, lost to 1962 or something. It was 82. It was a strong year. Yeah. So 82 goes on. We'll face off against 1988, and we'll get to that match in another episode. But first, let's talk about 1986 versus 1985. And how we'll do this basically is I'll go through 85 first, and I'm going to give you the biggest movies of the year. We'll talk about those. We can talk about what matches up. Some of these may be easy. Some of these may be hard. But 1985, right off the bat, Back to the Future, that's one of the biggest ones from 1985.
Sure.
Biggest moneymaker. Rocky IV, of course, that's the film that ended the Cold War. Witness came out, one of my favorite Harrison Ford films. The Goonies, The Breakfast Club, the definitive, in my opinion, the definitive high school movie of the 80s. The Legend of Billie Jean, an unsung, underrated, great
movie.
Love that movie. Mm-hmm. Fright Night with Chris Sarandon came out. Big film in 1985. Real Genius. I freaking love Real Genius, man. Val Kilmer before Top Gun. Weird Science, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Commando, and Arnold Schwarzenegger in his very, very best Arnold-y going on there. And Enemy Mine with Dennis Quaid and Louis Gossett Jr.
Right.
Those are the big ones in 1985. Kind of some of the down ones. Baby, Secret of a Lost Legend came out.
Hey, wait a minute. I love that movie.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. The Dinosaur?
Well, there you go.
I love that thing.
Police Academy 2, Santa Claus the Movie. Not so much.
Dude.
No, this isn't Tim Allen.
All those are great.
No, this is Santa Claus the Movie. No, this is
Police Academy 2?
This is the Dudley Moore one. They weren't...
That's when what's-his-face debuted.
Gutenberg was Bobcat?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can count that as a win then. So that's
to
85.
Me, it is.
It's 85.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at 1986. Okay, well, first of all, 85. Anything on the ones I just mentioned?
I mean, you're right. Yeah. Those are phenomenal. Now, there's got to be some more bad ones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were. And there were some movies. Again, with the 80s movies, a lot of times there are movies we just don't know that much about because it's too long ago. Yeah. But
85, you also had Weird Science. I don't know if you mentioned that one. Mm-hmm. Let's see. There was Vacation came out that year.
Oh.
Reanimator. Right. Was that year as well, which I love Reanimator.
It's a strong year.
Brazil, which I know Mikey loves.
I like Brazil.
Nightmare on Elm Street, the very first one, also came out in 1985.
I missed that one.
Fletch, 1985 as
well.
Holy cow. 85 is looking really, really good, really solid.
Clay, any thoughts on any of those?
Spies Like Us came out.
Yeah, I mean, 80, it's gonna be hard to top. I mean, you got Back to the Future. I mean, just it's not just top heavy, but there's just solid stuff throughout. That's a great year.
Right. Yeah. Of course, Fandango with Kevin Costner. That's a big one.
Yes.
Explorers came out that year as well.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about 1986. Now, I was pulling the notes up on this, and I just was reeling off one after the other. This is my vote is on 86 already. Here we go.
86
versus 85. 86 versus 85. Holy cow. Here we go. Okay, and this was random. For people just joining in, this was a random drawing of these years. So this wasn't like we intentionally did this.
Right.
This is a random drawing. 1986, you got Top Gun, okay? Mm. Crocodile Dundee. Mm. Platoon came out at the end of 1986. Mm-hmm. Karate Kid 2. Star Trek 4, arguably one of the best Star Treks. Okay. You know, it's not 2, but it's 4. Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. Mm-hmm. Aliens with Bill Paxton.
Right.
You know, The Golden Child. It doesn't hold up as well, but it was a huge movie when it came out. Ruthless People, one of my favorites. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm.
Short Circuit, Gung Ho, Big Trouble in Little China, Labyrinth, Stand By Me,
man.
Color of Money, a great, great Tom Cruise film. The Mosquito Coast, one of the underrated Harrison Ford films.
Yeah, very much so.
Transformers the Movie came out in 1986. Snap. Some of the ones that didn't quite make the cut, GoBots Battle of the Rock Lords came out. Critters, although Critters is just – that was back when the Ghoulies and Critters and House and all those movies came out together. Howard the Duck was also 86, as was Maximum Overdrive.
Holy cow.
The Money Pit and Cobra. I would argue the bad movies are worse in 86 than 85.
Right.
But 86 is good movies.
Man.
You know, just for me, for 85, you got Back to the Future, you got Witness, you got Goonies and Breakfast Club. Those are the four big ones. Those are the big ones right there that I look at. And Rocky 5, throw that in there.
Yeah.
But for 86, I love all of these movies. I love Top Gun, Platoon, Karate Kid 2, Star Trek 4, Back to School, Aliens. That's huge. Big Trouble in Little China. Mm. I love The Manhattan Project. That's a movie that lot of people remember. I know Pinky probably never even heard of it, but I love The Manhattan Project with Christopher something and John Lithgow. Mosquito Coast, great movie with Harrison Ford.
Right.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm voting 86. I mean, I think 86 is and I easily say 86 over 85, despite 85's run.
And I mean, I think, and we'll get Clay's take here in a second. For me, I've got to go 85.
Really?
I agree with that. 85.
Wow.
85.
Because, like, 86, I mean, and some other things you didn't. Ferris Bueller came out that year. Pretty in Pink, Labyrinth, Big Trouble, Little China.
Right.
But, I mean, there's some really bad ones. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I've heard you guys talk about Howard the Duck, terrible that was.
Big cult following.
It's got a big cult following.
Big cult following.
I personally hated Short Circuit, so that's a negative for me there.
Also, big cult following.
Poltergeist 2. Like, why did that even exist?
Exactly.
Space Camp came out, though. Camp's good. For Mikey, You're a Brony. My Little Pony, the movie, was out.
That's the original. I like 86. The new stuff.
You know, The Great Mouse Detective, a great little when Disney was starting to get their groove on with the Renaissance was about to happen. Robotech, the movie. I've never heard of that. Robotech, the movie. Came out as well.
I need to hear from Clay on
One
this.
One Crazy Summer with John Cusack. The Fly with Jeff Goldblum, which is a great film. Great, great movie.
Yeah, you see, and here's the thing. I'm gonna complicate things, of course, because we have this even number. I think it's 86, and here's why. I think 85 is a little heavier at the top. But I think the more I look through 86, all those movies that Dave listed off, and then you get into the more kind of like culty type movies that also you'll find go deep in 86. One Crazy Summer, he just mentioned. Three Amigos was 1986. Mm. 9.5 Weeks. The original Highlander.
The Delta Force.
Was 86. And one that you haven't mentioned yet that goes at the top, near the top for me, Hoosiers was 1986.
Yeah, that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great movie. I mean, 86. Again, I think 85, I think 85 comes out with a big punch, but then 86 just kind of, it's got the stamina. Heartbreak Ridge, one of my favorite Clint Eastwood movies, the quintessential movie about the Grenada invasion, about last night. That there's just a lot of good, solid, good memories of movies from 86. Oh, I got to go 86.
I mean, About Last Night, if you're 11 years old, About Last Night was revolutionary to you because it had Demi Moore in her most beautiful self. And, you know, it's for people, the audience who've seen About Last Night, you know exactly what I'm talking about. just, I mean, you're right. I mean, I look at 85 kind of like Clubber Lang at the last match of Rocky III, where he's coming up punching and punching and punching and punching, and he wears down. 86 just keeps going strong, almost like the rope-a-dope.
Portrait of a Serial Killer, 86.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, that Michael Rooker, yeah.
Flight of the Navigator, 1986.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I'm looking at this. 86, like, I'm not swaying at all. There's no 85 is not winning.
Read me the 85 again.
85, Back to the Future, mm-hmm. Rocky IV, Witness, The Goonies, and Breakfast Club. Those are the big ones. Those are the strong ones there. Come down to the next level, you got Cocoon, you got Fright Night, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It was, you know, cult hit, big hit. Commando, Weird Science, A Real Genius. Pinky mentioned a few more there that I did not pull up on 85.
Commando, Witness, Vacation, Reanimator. Mm-hmm. Yep. Fletch, Nightmare on Elm Street, Brazil. To me, it's 85, and to me, it's because the bad films in 86 are really what's hurting it for me.
Right.
Because I think they have, like, they both have just fantastic movies, and they both have movies that are just, like, okay.
Right.
But 86 has got more films that harm it than 1985. So my vote's still going to go towards 85.
Gotcha. Also came out in 85, too. So there's a thing in that one. So you got to say that. But
now I'm on the fence.
You know, 85, European Vacation, which is a terrible movie. Well,
I thought you said Vacation was 85. I don't think Vacation.
No, European Vacation was 85.
European.
Not
Vacation. Oh, okay. Oh,
that's big.
Bad.
That's a big word there to drop
big,
out.
Yeah, that's a big word.
My bad word. Google covered that up.
Yeah,
that
sorry.
You
know, okay. American Ninja. Let's see, The Journey of Natty Gann, which we like that one. So
you know what though,
yeah,
because of the European, and I know this sounds silly, but because of the European Vacation, I'm flipping to 86.
86.
I'm flipping over to 86.
Claire, are you still on 86? Or are you swaying?
I'm still on 86.
Yeah, I've got to flip to 86. Yeah. That you're missing the word European was huge for me.
Yeah,
Pinky.
That 86.
86 moves on. Yep. So 86 over 85. Yep. Good play on that one.
That was
all right,
tough.
So let's look at 2000 versus 1984. We'll go to the other side of the bracket real quick.
Man.
And I was looking at. Clay, I think I gave you that one, actually, didn't I?
You did give me that one. Is, I believe it's actually officially in the Remodeling Clay Regional.
Yes, it is.
So,
it is.
So it's. I'll take the mic. So 2000. Looking at 2000, some of the ones that jump out at you immediately. Almost Famous. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Gladiator. Castaway.
Mm-hmm.
Memento.
Oh yes.
American Psycho. High Fidelity.
Oh, man.
Oh, Brother, Where Out the Art?
Holy
Where
cow,
Art Thou? I can't speak. Sorry. Requiem for a Dream. Unbreakable.
Yeah.
The First X-Men.
Oh.
Yeah, got everything started. I like it.
Yeah. Meet the Parents. Aaron Brockovich. Remember the Titans. Mission Impossible
done
2.
This year already.
Mel Gibson's The Patriot. The Emperor's New Groove was 2000.
Yeah. We did this year because it beat 2011.
That's
we're
right.
We're going back over 2000.
Yeah, these
again.
Are some strong movies. Yeah. I remember hearing about all these. That's strong group of movies. Now, what were some of the bad
2000
movies?
Downside, we're looking at movies like Dude, Where's My Car?
Not bad.
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Nah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's...
When
your first reaction is
But, I mean, it's no Baby Secret of a Lost
Legend. Gone
in 60
Seconds is 2000.
Dude, I love Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. I love that movie.
Road Trip, the original Road Trip.
Amy Smart and her bestest.
Best in Show, which I freaking love. Mm-hmm. The Patriot, I think we've already mentioned. Battle Royale was that year as well. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Snatch was 2000.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, there was lots of good stuff.
So let's look at 84.
Wow,
because I'm
kind
of looking at it now, and I kind of want to see what you have to say about 84 because I'm not impressed.
Yeah, 84 is a bit of a juggernaut, I think.
All right, bring it.
84, right at the top, we're looking at Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Mm. Oh.
The Terminator, original Terminator.
Ooh. Holy cow.
Yeah. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
My favorite of the indies.
Yes.
Gremlins.
Good grief.
Yeah. Stacks up. Amadeus. Romancing the Stone.
Yeah.
The original Police Academy. Revenge of the Nerds.
The Karate Kid.
Original Karate Kid.
Splash.
Top
Man.
Secret, The Natural.
Oh, my gosh.
Footloose, Conan the Destroyer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, The Neverending Story, Splash, Red Dawn, Purple Rain.
Yeah.
This is Spinal Tap.
The Ewok Adventure.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Blood Simple, yeah. Also that year.
Oh, Blood Simple's Blood outstanding. Simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
Yes.
Supergirl.
Dune was 1984.
Supergirl.
Helen Slater, baby. Yes. Helen Slater.
Wow. You know what? I mean, as strong as 2000 is, and I hate to continue to say the 80s, but 84 has to be 2000. And I know for Pinky, that's
careful getting letting nostalgia get in the way.
Well, I know, and I know that's the easy argument.
I'm looking at some of these movies, and these are all movies I would watch now and be fine with.
Yeah,
you know, I would. Beverly Hills Cop is great. Ghostbusters, Indy Jones and the Temple of Doom, Gremlins, Karate Kid, Police Academy. Not a fan of Footloose. It's okay. Star Trek III, The Search for Spock is one of the lesser ones. Splash is okay, but you know, Cannonball Run 2 is kind of one of the negatives there.
To you.
Yeah, to me. I've never seen This is Spinal Tap, but I know a thousand people who love it, yeah. Who love that movie. So that's a big deal right there. Greystoke, The Legend of Tarzan, Lord of the Apes, not so
there's
much.
A lot of people that like that. That's a Christopher Lambert one, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there's
yes.
A lot of people that like that
Firestarter
movie.
is a terrible movie, but it's a cult movie. You know, I'm looking through here. Cannibal Corn and Destroyer. The Last Starfighter.
That's a great
Bubba
movie.
Bubba Stan Manhattan.
Yes.
Philadelphia Experiment. Yeah. I mean, Dreamscape is great.
Yeah, it is.
Man, I love Dreamscape.
And I know for Pinky, like, it's, you know, he's the young guy in the group, obviously. Right. And so he doesn't have as much invested in these 84 movies.
Right.
Although.
No, I don't.
Although.
Well, I also feel like he hasn't seen a lot of the 80s movies as much as well. So that's going to be his disadvantage.
Hard, yeah, but.
Yeah, not as much. And the 80s movies in this decade, I don't love like everyone else. Like Ghostbusters, I don't. Like, I like it. It's just not my
right,
favorite.
Right, right. Like, you didn't dig Goonies. We talked about Goonies already, but you didn't really dig on Goonies.
I thought it was fine. Temple of Doom, which is, like, my least favorite of the original
trilogy. And it's the same for a lot of people.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, it's Indiana Jones. It's fun. It's a great movie, but it's the lesser of the trilogy. Beverly Hills Cop is fun, and Terminator is great. And I actually misspoke last time. 1985 had Nightmare on Elm Street 2. So yep. 86 really did deserve
86
to win.
Google's
misguiding me.
Let me give you some of the down movies of 2000 as well that we haven't talked about. Boiler Room was out. Let's see. Reindeer Games, which is it's terrible, but it's craptastically terrible. What Planet Are You From with Gary Shandling? Like Mike Nichols, what are you doing there? Let's see. Of course, I do love Romeo Must Die. I do love Romeo Must Die. Yeah, the Road to El Dorado was a complete flop. The Skulls was a complete flop. You know.
And that's the thing to think about, though. I mean, with these, you know, in the 80s versus like the 2000s, there's way more movies that are greenlit and made in the 2000s than the 80s.
But you would think that would be the advantage of the 2000s because you'd have like five or six strong movies that would be bigger than the two or three of 84.
And look, those movies are very strong that are in 2000. But I can't.
Battlefield Earth was also 2000.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm going to go 84. I think I got to go 84.
I hate to do it. But I got to go 84 too. I mean, I don't hate to do it, but it just seems like we're not giving the 2000s a chance at all.
I say that, but I mean, just it's. I don't know.
I've got to go 84 also. Sorry, Pinky.
No, I get it, but I mean, I'm not going to budge from 2000. I mean, Almost Famous, Memento, High Fidelity.
Yeah.
I mean, these are movies that are like easily in
for
my
you,
top,
yeah.
Top
yeah.
100.
Well, no, though. These are movies I love too. I just think there's more movies I enjoy in 84 than there are 2000. Clay, your take on that?
Yeah.
You've kind of been quiet on the opinion piece.
Well, here's what I'm kind of looking at. It was 16 years between 84 and 2000, and then 16 years since 2000.
Good
so
math.
It's kind of spaces out math in that gap. And I'm looking at 84, and I'm looking back at 2000 and trying to think two things. One, 16 more years from now, how many of these 2000 movies are still going to be ones that we're talking about like we do about these 84 movies? And then also, how many of those 2000 movies kind of were, for lack of a better term, like genre defining, I should say. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that many. When I look at 2000, yes, Memento probably will be around. Almost Famous, fantastic. American Psycho,
Jason Biggs and Loser,
you know, things like that. I don't see as many movies on 2000 that are going to have the legs that the movies in 84 have, because I mean, Terminator obviously was kind of genre defining. Beverly Hills Cop was, Ghostbusters was, Nightmare on Elm Street absolutely was. So, I mean, I gotta go 84. I mean, I know it doesn't seem fair that the nostalgia does, you can't help but it play a role, but I just, how many movies are still so watchable after 32 years? It's kind of blows me away.
Yeah, I mean, I feel sorry for 2000 in this case. Yeah, I mean, he put up a good fight, but he just, I mean, it just wasn't in the cards for
84,
him.
84.
Sorry, so. Pinky.
No, I get it.
All right, so 1984, and we'll move on, and we'll face the winner of our next match, 2005 taking on 1975.
Interesting.
Okay? So 20 years apart of these movies. 30 years apart. 30 years apart.
30 years apart.
Yeah, 30 years apart. But we're looking at 75 classics, 2005. And Clay, you had that one as well. So
yeah, 2005, also in the Remodeling Clay Regional. Batman Begins. Let's go right off the right off the top with Batman Begins. The King Kong, obviously the 2005 version of King Kong, was that year. Sin City, Brokeback Mountain, Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Kicked off in 2005. 40-Year-Old Virgin and Wedding Crashers were both that year. Depending on who you are, which pile you put this one in, Star Wars Episode III came out in 2005.
Yeah, that was an okay movie.
Yep, okay.
Yeah. History of Violence was 2005. The Squid and the Whale, great little movie.
Yeah.
Sky High, kind of sneaky good movie.
Yeah, okay. It was.
2005. And rounding out the list, we're looking at the likes of, let's see, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
Fantastic Four, the 2005 version of 2000 of Fantastic Four. The Pacifier, Vin Diesel's tour de force, came out that year. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Adam Sandler's The Longest Yard. We had the Aeon Flux movie came out in 2005.
Yeah. You've been going downhill ever since you said Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
Smith.
Yeah, it kind of dipped.
It takes a hard dip, yeah.
Yeah, there's some other ones at the near the top. The Walk the Line was a big Oscar contender from that year.
Yep. Walk the Line.
Yeah, Syriana was in 2005, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire was the Harry Potter movie from that year.
Be Cool was big because it had The Rock playing a gay bouncer, which was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, that was a funny movie.
Of course, Herbie Fully Loaded, another one of those films that made you go, Lindsay Lohan could have been so good. Now she's stupid. So, there's some good movies in 2005, but there's a lot of stinkers in 2005 as well.
75 is going to have to come somewhat strong though for me to pick 75 over 2005.
Well, and that's the thing is, I don't know how much we're going to get to compete up against 2005, because 2005 may win almost by default.
Right.
But Rent was in 2005. I love Rent, so.
75 is fairly strong. They may not necessarily be things that you've seen. They're definitely things you've heard of.
Right.
So right from the top in 75 could possibly rest on its laurels with this one, Jaws.
Okay.
It was 1975. Wow. The other big ones from that year, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Nice.
Okay.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail, nice. 3 Days of the Condor.
Wow.
The original Rollerball was in 1975.
James Caan,
Nashville. Mikey loves Nashville.
I do love Nashville. Nashville. Roman. Yeah.
The Stepford Wives. The John Wayne classic Rooster Cogburn.
Oh,
was 1975.
Yeah.
Barry Lyndon, which Mikey loves some Kubrick.
Yeah,
so.
Kubrick. Yeah.
Yeah. Shampoo. Was from 1975. Let's see, what else do we have on this year? I mean, it gets kind of thin. It gets kind of thin from there, as far as if you're not someone who's down with the 70s.
I kind of feel like I'm watching two football teams play, and one of them is missing their starting quarterback, which is why they're not as good. So the other team wins a game that you feel like it could have been more competitive if the other team was more complete. For me, 2005 is that team that's going to win, whereas 75 is missing its quarterback. It made it to the bracket and everything. I don't know enough 75 films to say 75 is a good year of film. And we may get some calls. People may be like, 75 was fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm going 2005. I'm just going to straight to 2005.
I think based upon the strongest films of 75 versus the strongest films of 2005, I've got to go 75. I've got to. Yeah,
I would agree with that, and because I mean, I love some films in like 2005, like 40 Year Old Virgin, Batman Begins. But yeah. I mean, there's not those films. Like,
there's not a Jaws.
Wow, yeah. That came out that year.
There's not a Dog Day Afternoon. Yeah.
So and like you know what? There's some really bad crap in like 2005 too. Yeah.
And I'm sure there are in 75, but yeah. There's just not that they didn't make as many then. I mean,
yeah, like I'm just looking like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and just
no,
like,
that's an okay movie though.
Like Madagascar, The Ring 2, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, the remake of Amityville Horror. I mean,
no,
just,
those
like,
are horrible.
Just, these are just horrible films.
That hurts that year.
So yeah, I'm going 75.
It's Clay's the tiebreak.
Yeah, I'm going to 2005. But Clay, what do you think?
Well, I mean, it kind of is somewhat simple for me. I look at the top three movies of 75, Jaws, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and Dog Day Afternoon.
Yes.
And there's nothing in 2005 that can even touch any of those. And because of that, I love Batman Begins, but I got to go 2005. I mean, Jaws is just...
You mean 75.
Jaws is such a power... I mean, this is like...
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, with those LeBron James games that he single-handedly, you know... carries his team to the finals with nobody else there.
Right, right.
I feel like Jaws is that kind of strong.
Sure. Yeah. No, I totally agree. Yeah. So 75 wins. Yeah.
75 wins. It's going to go up against 1984 in our next round. I have a feeling 84 is going to clobber 75 in the next round. It's
well, just, it would clobber 2005 also.
It definitely would. 84 is almost like a gimme. 2000 is really taking a hit this tournament. I mean, just,
well,
you know.
It's tough. It's tough to fight against nostalgia. And, I mean, you know, iconic too. Yeah. It's tough to fight against iconic
Very
films.
Very true. Very true. All right. So let's look at our next matchup here. That's going to be 2000 versus 84.
No, we already did 2000.
Let's look at 1997 taking on 2001.
Okay.
4 years apart. So these movies are kind of all in the same wheelhouse here. And let's look at 97. I'll go ahead and give you the big ones. Titanic came out. That was a huge one. Men in Black came out. Air Force One, Get Off My Plane. Chasing Amy, which is big around these parts here because all of us love that movie. Gross Point Blank, which is a big film from Mikey. I know he's a fan.
Yeah, I like it.
Con Air. And Face Off both came out apparently that year.
Man.
Two of the Nicolas Cage awesome trilogy. Jackie Brown came out at the end of that year, Tarantino's film. One of my favorite Disney films, Hercules, was out, as was Kurt Russell in Breakdown, and I freaking love me some Breakdown.
That's a great movie. Yeah.
My Best Friend's Wedding with Julia Roberts, also another one that I really, really liked. I like that much better than Runaway Bride. So those are the big ones. The losers in 1997. That's when they did the Star Wars re-release with all the extra footage George Lucas put in there.
Well,
so
yeah, but we
that's
can't.
That's kind of
We can't count that, though.
Batman and Robin. Free Willy 3, The Rescue, Shaquille O'Neal in Steel, Mr. Magoo, Vegas Vacation, and, of course, Mikey's The Postman. So I don't know how you're going to feel about that.
Bring it. Bring it
about
with
that
the
at all.
Can we – I mean, I know we haven't been doing this, but I'm going to ask what are our Academy Award nominees that year Best Picture?
Titanic won
that year.
And it just
what were the other four? I know because we were just doing five then, I think. Yeah. In 95, I think we were doing just five. I just want to know what the Academy was thinking in 97.
Well, let's find out. Let's see.
IMDb is probably the easiest thing to do, and I'm too lazy to pull it up. So,
While he's pulling that up, 90, I'll go ahead and tell you, 2001 doesn't stand a chance because, like, looking at 97, of course, Titanic, L.A. Confidential was that year.
So that was
The Fifth Element. Of course, Face Off, which I love. Good Will Hunting that year. Boogie Nights was that year.
You're talking to me.
This is 97.
As good as it gets. And of course, Tarantino year with Jackie Brown.
As good as it gets was 97. Oh wow.
The Best Picture, Titanic, The Full Monty, Good Will Hunting, L.A. Confidential, and As Good as It Gets.
Yeah. So, oh man.
I mean,
that's a strong year.
There are some negatives that year as well.
Of
like
course.
Speed 2 came out that
year. Cruise Control, yeah.
And a big plus that I looked over. Home Alone 3 came out that year.
You love the Home Alone series. You're a completist.
I don't know if that's
that's
a winner or a loser.
That's a winner.
Who was in that one? Home Alone 3?
Not Kevin McAllister.
Yeah, it wasn't Kevin McAllister.
Scarlett Johansson is in Home Alone 3.
Okay.
Batman and Robin also came out in 1997.
That's a pretty...
That's a big hit.
2001, I don't know how strong they're going to be because... Well, here's 2001.
Yeah, give me some 2001.
These are the movies I really enjoyed too. Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring kicked off the whole series.
All right.
Monsters, Inc., Ocean's 11, and Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, or the Sorcerer's Stone, depending on if you're British or not.
Right.
Shrek came out, whether you like it or not. That was a big hit in 2003, or 2001, excuse me. Jurassic Park 3, Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes as well.
No.
So,
2001.
2001. I'm looking through here, and this is... I'm looking for some good film. Give me the big ones.
Training Day came out in 2001. Okay, okay. Donnie Darko.
That's a cult following.
Black Hawk Down, A Beautiful Mind, Ocean's 11, Moulin Rouge.
Oh, Mikey, Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yeah, there you go. The very first Fast and Furious movie, 2001.
Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles. Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor.
97 wins.
I think Freddy Got Fingered holds
the Royal Tenenbaums.
Holds the mantle of like one of the worst movies ever.
Royal Tenenbaums. Royal Tenenbaums. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good film.
And the Academy Awards for that year.
Yeah, what are our best?
Beautiful Mind won.
Okay.
Gosford Park, In the Bedroom, Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, and Moulin Rouge. 97, I think.
97.
I hate to say it, but 97. I mean, what do you think, Clay? I mean.
Well, I mean, I'm looking through them, and the only solid case, and it's just about it's just really two things that I really appreciated about 2001, and that was just one scene in Swordfish. And that was it's 97.
You mean
Hugh
Jackman's in front of the
close.
Computer? Yeah, gotcha. So nice.
Yeah, that's sad. You're right, Dave. 2000s are getting hammered in this tournament. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got a few more minutes. Let's knock out one or two more here real quick. We'll do two more.
Yeah.
And so we'll just do some assignments here. And so why don't you, Pinky, look up 2010?
Uh-huh.
And I will look up 2012.
Oh,
okay?
Ooh,
2010 versus 2012. This is going to take us down to the Bruise and Blasters regional. And so I'll look up 2012 and see what that looks like. And this should be pretty good here.
All right. So 2011 looks like a solid year.
What about 2010?
2010, that's what I meant. Anyway, Inception came out that year. Ooh. Toy Story 3, Social Network, Shutter Island, Black Swan, True Grit. Scott Pilgrim versus the World, How to Train Your Dragon, Kick-Ass, The Town, Tangled, Iron Man 2, Despicable Me, Tron Legacy, The Fighter, Harry Potter, and The Deathly Hallows Part 1.
You said Tron Legacy. The Taker Richard ads guys are like, that's it. That's winner.
Yeah.
The King's Speech won Best Picture that year.
Sure, okay. Sure, sure.
Easy A, Blue Valentine. Big Negative, The Last Airbender, also came out that year.
You were so excited for that movie, and it just crapped all over your face.
Jennifer Lawrence coming to us through Winter's Bone.
Nice.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Grown Ups, which I know Dave loves. Book of Eli, She's Out of My League. Twilight, still going on then. Sex and the City 2. Robin Hood, Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott, Robin Hood.
There are some negatives, but there are some highs, too.
That's some highs. Okay, so
the Oscar winners for 2010, King's Speech won Best Picture. This is back when we had like a whole bunch of nominees.
I did 2010.
He
did the Oscar winners. Gotcha.
King's Speech, 127 Hours, Black Swan, which you love you some lesbian ballerinas. The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg. Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. That's a solid
Best Picture list.
So 2012, also a very good year of film. And the Oscar nominees and winners of 2012, Argo, Armour, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty. I will tell you right now, 2010 had Oscar nominees
to
are
me,
beating
yes.
Best Picture.
Yeah,
but let's look
me.
At the 2012 year in film. Let's flip through here real quick. The big ones, of course, the Marvel's The Avengers came out that year.
That's good.
Skyfall, which many people consider best of the Bonds of the last several years. Dark Knight Rises came out, ending the Dark Knight trilogy. Let's see. The Hunger Games, the first one was good. Some of the big ones that didn't really resonate as well, The Hobbit, The Unexpected Journey, which Pinky hated, Ice Age, they've only made like 44 of those movies, and this was one of them, Twilight Zone, so that one crosses off that one, The Amazing Spider-Man, which was not bad, Madagascar 3, they keep making those movies as well. Let's see, flipping down here to the to Star Wars Episode 1, 3D came out, let's see. 21 Jump Street, The Hunger Games, we mentioned that. Titanic 3D.
Looper.
Looper.
Oh, Looper's
Cabin
good.
In the Woods was also very
Cabin
good.
Cabin in the Woods.
I
good.
Loved
Wreck-It Ralph and Brave were both 2012.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. Moonrise Kingdom was also that year.
Oh.
The Master. Let's see.
Pitch Perfect.
Oh, Battleship. Man, I love Battleship. Battleship's so good.
Perks of Being a Wallflower, which I freaking love.
Pitch Perfect was great.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Yep.
End of Watch also that year.
Just when you think it's going to be a landslide.
Yeah, this is tough.
What were the bad films, though? I mean, I know you guys threw out a lot. What are some of the ones?
The remake of Total Recall came out that year.
Which is not horrible.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
Never saw it, so that's I can't a bad.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man.
It wasn't.
Katy Perry, Part of Me, 3D.
Hey, yeah. I heard that's good.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Cloud Atlas.
Cloud Atlas was out there enough that I was okay with it.
Tim Burton made a film that year, Dark Shadows.
I never saw it.
Not good.
I skipped that one completely.
Expendables 2 was out that year as well.
Oh, nice.
Premium Rush, which I like. It's probably the best bike messenger movie I've ever seen. It's a forgotten film, too. I actually kind of enjoyed that movie.
And Django Unchained, so it was a Tarantino year, so that always helps.
But so was... Yeah. Wasn't the other year a Tarantino?
No, 2010 wasn't a Tarantino year.
Man.
Yeah. End of Watch was 2012. Trouble with the Curve. I love Trouble with the Curve.
I do.
Amy Adams, Justin Timberlake, I love that movie.
Yeah.
So good. You're right, Frankenweenie, Taken 2. Here Comes the Boom, my man Kevin James. Oh, this is... Ooh, boy.
I think I've got to give it to 2012.
I feel like... Better movies were in 2010, but I was more entertained with the quantity of movies in 2012.
Yeah, I agree with that. Maybe there's like
five solid films I loved in 2010. There's about 15 movies I really liked in 2012. And so how do you quantify the two together?
You almost just have to...
Red Dawn came out. That's kind of a negative, which, you know, I didn't really care for The Hobbit that much. The Guilt Trip with Seth Rogen. This is 40, which I enjoy quite a bit.
Yeah, that's good.
West of Memphis, it's a great documentary. That came out. I know we don't play documentaries into this very much, but that's a huge one for me. Let me look at 2010 again.
All right, so 2010 has a lot more negatives than 12, I think. So you have, where was it? Iron Man 2, which is one of the worst films Marvel has made.
I liked Iron Man 2.
I mean, it's not a bad film. Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. But like, as far as negatives go, that Marvel didn't release a strong movie that year. Let's see. Clash of the Titans, the A-Team remake. Yeah. Prince of Persia.
The Karate Kid reboot.
The Karate Kid reboot. The last.
When
Airbender.
I saw that movie, though, I didn't hate it. I don't hate it now. I just haven't re-seen it. But
Percy Jackson and the
Percy Jackson.
Thing. Yeah, yep. Yeah. So
I've got to go 2012.
Green Zone. I'm going to have to go 2012 simply because the bad movies are carrying 2010 down.
I mean, it's hard to compete to me with Toy Story 3, Inception.
Yeah.
Entangled, all in 2010, but I hate Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. I don't hate it. It's not a good movie to me. The more I watch it, the more I don't like it. I don't like Shrek movies, and so Shrek Forever After was pretty much just an abomination to me. Twilight Saga, meh. Iron Man 2, I like it okay, but...
Most people don't, though.
Alice in Wonderland, it's very niche. I don't know a lot of people that love that movie. I gotta do 2012. Clay, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think, I mean, and Dave, you kind of alluded to it earlier. I think I would find more of my, if I put these 2 years in a bucket, I think I would have more of my favorite movies came from 2010 as far as like the higher ranking ones with like your Toy Story 3, Social Network, Scott Pilgrim. But I think just by quantity, it's 2012.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. All right. So
2012.
Let's knock out one more and then we'll close the show. And I think this is actually not going to be too hard because I think this is going to kind of get into the 75-2005 one. Well, it may or may not. 1998, take it on 1939. Okay.
What?
1939 was a classic year of film, and that's the big one. So Pinky, why don't you pull up 98 and Clay, why don't you pull up 1939 as I will do as well.
Okay.
So, let's see, because you're vastly older than us, so you may
vastly.
I am. I was.
Vastly.
I think I started middle school in 39.
Vastly older. It's not like Dr. Earl's on the episode.
That's very true.
Yeah,
very true.
I know you won't listen.
You're going to have to approach 1939 not with a what movies I liked, but with a historical presence of films.
Yes.
Okay, that's the only way you can look at 39. That's the only way it has a chance. 1939. You got Gone with the Wind, The Wizard of Oz. The Hunchback of Notre Dame, the original. Gunga Din with Cary Grant. Gulliver's Travels. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Dodge City, a classic Western with Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland. Those are huge. Those are big ones right off the bat right there. Stagecoach, another classic Western as well. That's almost what I'm going to say that 39 is going to have to offer in terms of – and Miracle on 34th Street, the original.
Oh, I do like
those. Those are the ones I think that's going to have to offer. So I think 98 for us is probably going to win this, but it deserves to have a chance.
Yeah, 39 should just not even try. Saving Private Ryan, Truman Show, The Big Lebowski, There's Something About Mary, American History X, You've Got Mail, which I know Dave would like.
Oh, yeah. One
done. Enemy of the State, Godzilla, 1998.
Yeah. That's Pinky's favorite.
Out of Sight came out that year as well. Rounders, Rushmore, The Wedding Singer, Can't Hardly Wait.
So, I mean, you can just stop right there.
Exactly.
Clay, you have any thoughts on this?
98's one.
It's
almost doesn't see. It's like if they made like the current Yankees play against the Yankee old timers.
Right.
Yeah.
In a game. I mean, there's so much. I mean,
HGH.
You love Mickey Mantle. I mean, obviously he's dead, but I don't want to see him trying to play baseball right now.
Right.
It's, 98's just too strong. There's not enough name recognition
if you're watching,
in 39 once you get out of the top five.
If you're watching, say, the NCAA tournament and a play-in game happened to include Syracuse, and the winner of their game, say Syracuse, goes in and they play, Howard, which happened to win their conference or whatever, and they're ranked 15th or something, and they play Syracuse. Syracuse is going to blow them out of the water. Howard's just happy to be there. 98, I mean, I don't think there's an argument there. It's just it's hard to compete with that because we just don't know enough about 1939, but it deserved to be mentioned just for the historical aspect.
I think you just need to put, 39 in the Hall of Fame, retire their jersey, and not invite them back.
Just for the last year, 39 will compete in this tournament. They've already said they're done, so, they'll take their Oscars and go home. So so that's going to be our Deucecast Movie Show Greatest Year of Film Ever Tournament. I guess part three is the third episode we've done of this. So 86 is beat 85. 97 knocked out 2001. 84 beat 2000. I disagree with this, but 75 beat 2005, 2012 over 2010, and 98 in an obliteration of 1939. next go round, we're going to see some big matches. Of course, 92 will take on 94 at some point, 91 versus 89, some of these years that are closer together. 2013 will take on 1977, and that's going to be a classic match because you have Star Wars. I mean, that's, how much sway does Star Wars have in 1977?
And Annie Hall.
And, so what happens there? So we'll see those matchups coming up as well. So that's the Deucecast Movie Show, Greatest Year of Film Ever Tournament. Remodeling Clay, you can find him on at Remodeling Clay. Of course, his show, the Remodeling Clay podcast, it drops every Thursday morning about 4 in the morning. Catch it early. Catch it while you can. You can find our show, of course, dropping every Wednesday as well. New episodes coming up. Over on the RetroZap.com network, find them online. Find some great shows there. Skywalking Through Neverland, one of our favorites. We love Sarah and Richard and what they do with Disney and Star Wars. It's like cheesecake with chocolate all over it. You can't go wrong with that. It's wonderful.
Oh, man, that'd be good right now.
Exactly. Take a Retro Dads podcast as well, Shaz and Schwa. And I was on their show talking about 82 versus 95, which,
it was a controversial
match. I mean, I still won the debate, but 82 won the match. So whatever.
Yeah.
they're a great show as well. And you're going to find shows like Doomcast and RetroZap Game Club and the ArgCast and a whole bunch of other shows as well. So go to RetroZap.com and check out their shows. Subscribe to our show. Subscribe to the Remodeling Clay podcast show as well. And go online to iTunes. Give us reviews. Give us stars. We love it. We would love to get it from you as well. So we're going to say goodbye and good night. So for Tommy, for Sean, high five from Sean. Clay, thank you so much for joining us once again, for Pinky, for myself, and for Mikey, and that is a wrap.